Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
And away we go into the 4 o'clock hour. Lot going on. If you just joined us, Gwynn and Chris, 97.3 The Fan, Tony Gwynn Jr., a scheduled day off. Jesse Agler was just with us moments ago. Earlier, Trenton Brooks, the newest Padre, the rookie, 29-year-old first baseman outfielder from Alpine. Yes, San Diego's own. Trenton Brooks will be playing his first game in a Padre uniform tonight at Petco Park. Our interview with him is up on YouTube. You can find that anytime you like. Also, YouTube, search 97.3 The Fan. You can watch the program.
Wow.
With myself and Mr. Scraby over
nice
there.
Nice job.
So all of that as we head into hour number three. Now, last night, you're aware, there was a bit of a scrap. Padre-Dodger game. We have broken it down every which way, I think. Major League Baseball, I guess, looked at a video of something other than what we saw. Because, I don't know. I don't like to just arbitrarily say something, because then I think people say, well, of course you're going to say that. You're the Padre station. Padres are paying you. Yes, I wish.
Which is not true.
It's not. But no, I'm...
My check comes from Odyssey, by the way.
Yes, I know. You get a check? You get paid? I didn't even know you got paid. I don't even get paid, well, so you're ahead of me.
You know, I've gone up in the world a little bit. It used to be beans, but now it's money.
You're actually getting money. Okay, yes. Well, I'm still not there yet. But look, I don't think I'm being, you know, one-sided here. How can you tell me Dave Roberts didn't at least appear, from what we saw, do more to negatively impact that situation than Mike Shildt did?
If there's anyone...
I just don't see... Read the official thing, because I want to hear what the...
If there's just a lot of gobbledygook, but I'll read the bottom.
Read the main part, and then understand, if you just tuned in, both Shildt and Dave Roberts today, just minutes ago, were handed down one-game suspensions. I don't see how they both got the same penalty here, but read what the NBA, or the NBA. Yeah,
MLB.
That'd be funny. Adam Silver recommending these suspensions from the NBA. No, this is baseball suspensions.
Yes, at the bottom of this news release, it says, in addition, both managers, Mike Shildt, Dave Roberts, have received one-game suspensions and undisclosed fines for unsportsmanlike conduct and for contributing to inciting the benches clearing incident. Shildt and Roberts must serve their respective suspensions tonight.
Yes, they can't appeal, evidently, so Shildt will not be the manager tonight. Dave Roberts will not manage in L.A. Now, before we completely, you know, break this down and apart, and then we're going to play some Chris versus the Fans, they did say they both received undisclosed monetary fines, right? Maybe Mike Schilt's paying $100 and Dave Roberts paying $100,000. Maybe that's
true. Yeah.
Maybe that's how baseball is separating the two. But at least to us, kind of seems like they're getting the same penalty here. And it doesn't seem like they committed the same transgression. But that's how baseball ruled Robert Suarez's 3-game suspension. He will appeal that. Now, that is a heavy price to pay for doing what he felt he and the Padres needed to do. Because there's no way you can tell me that on a 3-0 pitch like that, that, you know, Suarez wasn't intentionally hitting Otani. Although I don't get it in a lot of ways. Because that brought the tying run to the plate. And again, we've said this all day long. The Padres could not afford to lose that game last night with everything going on.
Oh, yeah.
They had to kind of win that game. Like if the Dodgers scored 6 in the ninth and won 6-5 last night, just imagine where we'd be at feeling today if that had happened.
They're supposed to speak with Mike Schilt at 4:10. So obviously,
yes, we'll get his
4 minutes away. But
we will hear from Mike Schilt as soon as they can send us the soundbite so that you can play it.
Oh, no, not even the soundbite. I'm ready for a tweet. I need a tweet,
well, whatever,
and then we can play the soundbite.
Whatever it is, we'll hear it, or, you know, you'll know immediately.
Do you want some good news, though?
I
guess we need to play the game.
No, how long's the good news?
Darvish. Yu Darvish threw 2 innings and 39 pitches total. He was pleased with it. Next step is going to see how he recovers, fields and recovers from. He faced Trenton Brooks and a few other minor leaguers.
Okay.
Velocity hit 94-95. 39 pitches total.
Oh, my heart is warmed. All right, let's play some Chris versus the fans now. See if we
That's good news.
It's good news, but the good news is going to be when he's, you know, pitching in a game. Let's play our game now.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself.
Howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, Big Five time.
Yes,
is
sir.
Later in the show. Right now it's Chris versus the fans time. You get a chance to qualify for the grand prize. Spa. Pool, getaway, Resorts World, Las Vegas, largest elevated pool on the strip. You get a 2-night stay at Resorts World. Poolside, one of the 5 unique pool experiences, and you eat. Mm-hmm. Experience the ultimate relaxation and wellness at Awana Spa, one of the largest co-ed spa facilities. Imagine if you win this and you could tell your wife, hey, we just got this. Like, you might score a point or two there. To book your summer stay, please visit rwlasvegas.com. All right, we're going to do Chris versus the fans. We got our countdown. We got to talk a bunch more about, you know, the suspensions that have been handed out. We'll hear from Mike Schilt. We'll hopefully get an update. I'm sure we'll get some update on Fernando. And
I guess he walked into the clubhouse. He didn't stop. Reporters asked him how he was doing. He said he was good.
He's good. Yeah, well, that doesn't...
It doesn't tell us anything.
What'll tell me that he's good is when they print the lineup out, his name is in it.
Yes.
That will tell me he's good.
That's actually a good point.
And so far, no lineup.
The rules, you have to make it through 3 questions. Each question will get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get the question wrong and Chris gets it right, you're eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question or you win. If you're a first-time player, let us know before you get into it, and you will get the first question for free today.
That's pretty cool.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Let's go. Give me a random number, Chris.
6. I haven't even
6
looked at the screen.
Is Dan. Okay. Hello, Dan.
Hi, Dan.
Hello. How you gentlemen doing?
Pretty
Very good.
You ready to play, Dan?
Ready to go.
All right, here we go. Question number 1. What NFL rookie was caught going 101 miles per hour early the other morning?
He also went 91 miles an hour earlier last week. He's now been caught twice, apparently.
Oh, boy. You stumped me on this one.
Oh, no.
It's big name. Big news, big name.
I don't have anything.
Okay. He doesn't know. He is not a football draft guy.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. Shedeur Sanders. And we'll talk more about this because twice now that he's apparently been speeding way over the speed limit.
In a week.
And yeah, that's before today. We only had heard of one instance. Now we're on two for Shador.
Oh, that's right. Dennis Santana, the Pirates pitcher, was suspended 4 games for trying to hit a fan last night.
Yeah, he was upset with a fan. He said crossed the line.
Well, the fan did.
Okay.
But he shouldn't have jumped and tried to slap him.
It's well, that's why he got a 4-game suspension.
All right. Give me another number.
One.
One. We're going to our guy, Brandon.
Hey, Brandon.
Hello, Brandon.
What up, guys? How are you?
We're good.
Pretty
Thank
good.
You,
pretty good. Here we go, Brandon. Question number one. What team won the Stanley Cup a few nights ago?
The Florida Panthers.
Okay, thank you. Panthers. I was going to say, if Brandon doesn't know this, this is going to be extremely disappointing. Brandon is a great sports fan. Question number two.
Ratings for the Stanley Cup Finals were down. Not happy to hear that.
What College World Series team beat Duke to punch their ticket to Omaha?
Was it Coastal Carolina?
It was
Chanticleer.
No, Brandon.
No, Murray State beat Duke to get to the World Series. Sorry about that, Brandon. You know, Murray State got to the World Series. That had the, you know.
What?
The unfortunate result of being no hit once they got there.
That is true.
By Arkansas.
That is true.
The sauce.
The sauce, as they say.
And then the sauce had the unfortunate to lose to LSU.
I'm just checking news reports real quick before. Okay.
Right. We're still. Yet. Yeah. We're on this, folks. So we'll get it for you the minute it happens if we get anything on Fernando.
Let's go to. Augustine?
Yeah. I like that name.
Augustine?
Okay. Yes, sir. How you doing?
We're good.
Are you ready to play?
Thanks for being with us.
Let's go. First time player.
Okay, you get this. You're on to question two.
All right.
You're one step closer to potentially winning this thing.
Which Pacers player was questionable with a calf injury in before game six?
Tyrese Halliburton.
He's on to the finals. This is it. Just like that.
This is it.
That's Kenny Loggins. Thank you. On that song.
All right, here we go. Question number three. Which NFL quarterback threw the most pick sixes in the NFL last year?
Last year?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
2024.
Josh Allen.
Josh Allen.
Josh Allen, I mean, does throw some picks. Stay there, though.
This is not easy.
No, I don't think that Chris knows this off the top of his head.
Pick six last year, there's probably like, you know, what would be the most? Three? You know, what's funny, too, is I thought you were going to ask the all-time leader in this category, and that's Brett Favre.
I knew that.
Okay. But that's not what you asked.
No,
so that's not going to help me.
Nope.
I got to think of a quarterback that threw a couple of picks. Kirk Cousins.
Kirk!
He seems like a good candidate for something like this.
He is a good candidate for that.
Augustine, your first time, you are a winner.
Nice job. Stay right there, Augustine.
Very
we'll get
good.
Your information.
Very good, Augustine. Stay on the line there. Who was it?
It was Mr. Mayonnaise Man, Will Levis.
I would have never. I can't even name him as a quarterback. You know what I mean?
He threw four.
Yeah, I wouldn't even know his name. So good for you, Augustine. Though, stay on the line. You win, Chris versus the fans today. We'll take a quick one, quick break, as it were. We got our countdown.
We got so much, we don't even know if we're going to
we'll
be able to fit it
all
in.
Scraby.
Really?
Just trust me. Go to break and check traffic.
Oh, by the way, it's Huey Lewis, not Kenny Loggins.
This is it?
This is it? Ooh.
Oh, you're okay. You did a different. My this is it is this is it. Make no mistake anymore. This is it. That's Kenny Loggins.
Oh, okay.
That was the song that they used to play at the end of the NCAA basketball tournament every year.
Gotcha.
This is it. So you did a different. This is it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Please tell me.
Yeah, I got
now.
You. All right. Good. We're on. Okay. We've got to stop singing. We're going to lose the rest of our listeners.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, 4:21 is the time. Good job on Augustine there. He's the first time caller. And he wins Chris versus the fans, just like that. That could be you. We'll play again next week, Monday at 4 o'clock. Gwynn and Chrisello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Idol today, and Mr. Scraby. Baseball, one-game suspension handed out to Mike Shildt. Same for Dave Roberts. I think we've already discussed how we feel about that. Hopefully Dave Roberts uses his one day wisely and goes out and seeks some counseling help. That was the suggestion of one Stephen Woods this morning.
He said he's like a Little League, or Little League head coach, which
says
is so
he needs,
true.
He needs help. Stephen Woods. I like it, Woodsy.
Not only, and I don't really want to trash his actual character. I'm talking about his baseball character.
Okay.
Not only is Dave Roberts the instigator on a lot of these things, he's also just a flat-out liar. Like, he doesn't, even his fans have said that he lies. So
I didn't like anything last night. I didn't like pushing. I also didn't like jumping behind 10 people and then yelling more and trying to get it started again and again and again.
Fake tough guy stuff.
Yeah. Wasn't a fan of that. Not that Dave Roberts, probably couldn't kick my butt if he wanted to, but what he showed me last night was his ability to hide behind other people. All right.
No update.
No, and we still don't know about Fernando. Mike Shildt meeting with the media like right now, but nobody has given us any update, so we'll try to get it for you. We do have the Big Five coming up at the bottom of the hour. Then our countdown. Today's countdown in the 5 o'clock hour, all-time or current sports' worst villains. I mean, I think whoever was at the top of the list is just, right?
I will tell you number one on my list right now.
Norman.
Recency bias.
Dave Roberts.
Dave Roberts is number one on your list right now.
Yeah. Recency bias, but Dave Roberts.
Okay. That music made me think of Norman Bates from the movie Psycho. There you go.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Norman
this
was quite the villain.
I hear this follows Dave Roberts around everywhere he goes. Oh, all there right. goes Dave Roberts.
Okay. Scraby, I have to control you somehow, and I can't totally do
it's
it.
It's Friday. I woke up at 10 a.m. today, which is something I never do. I feel like this day is fake.
You did not have as crazy of a day night as I did, though. Whoa, I told you this earlier.
What happened?
Well, we're going to Las Vegas, my wife and I, for the weekend. This is a worthwhile story, so hang with me here. It's not very long. We're going for the weekend, celebrate my birthday, Saturday night, something only I would want to do. We're going to see Barry Manilow perform in Las Vegas. And so we got tickets, of course, online, you know, like everybody orders their plane tickets that way now. And we went last night to check our tickets, you know, to see what time
check
we had to
check in, maybe.
Yeah, we'll see what time we had to be at the airport, remind, you know, et cetera. And we come to find out that instead of buying a ticket from San Diego to Las Vegas, we bought tickets from Las Vegas to San Diego, and then on Sunday, from San Diego back to Las Vegas. Yeah. So we transposed, somehow, the tickets. So,
now, Lori is one of the most organized human beings
kidding,
on Earth.
Man. She's on top of this stuff.
How did this happen, Chris?
I don't know. I really don't have a good answer for you. But unfortunately, we now have to rent a car. We're driving to Las Vegas so that we can fly back to San Diego and then fly. No,
oh, well, that's
not
too bad.
No, we're not doing that.
Wait, I was going to say you could. Oh, I was going to say you should.
Our flight.
They're flip-flopped. Doesn't matter anyway.
We're flip-flopped. Yes, our flight from Las Vegas to San Diego is now tomorrow morning.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, we can't use the flights at all.
Did you get a credit?
We did. I want to give credit. Can I say the airlines?
Yeah.
It's a kind of a free thing for them, but I was pretty pleased. Alaska Airlines gave us credit. They didn't give us our money back, but they're giving us credit, which I think was more than they needed to do. So in a world where airlines don't really do much for people, I had to give Alaska a thumbs up there. But now we're going to rent a car because the plane tickets are way too expensive to buy now. So I'll be driving this weekend,
man,
thanks to that screw up.
Barry Manilow really commands that much money on the planes?
Well, I don't think everybody going to Vegas is going to see him.
No,
there's other reasons to go to Las Vegas for other people.
I don't think so. Okay. Barry Manilow is the only reason to go.
Anyway, that was crazy. I thought I'm shocked that we made that kind of error.
I am too.
We did.
I am too. Yeah. This doesn't seem like a
It seems like even if I made the error, Lori would correct it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Lori's just on. You know, she's on that stuff. But
she is.
Somehow we. We didn't do it. Game 7 of the NBA Finals will be Sunday at 5 o'clock. It is the first Game 7 in the NBA Finals since 2016. LeBron James was a star of that game as the Cavaliers finished off a comeback to beat the Warriors. That was the same season that the Warriors set the all-time wins record. But Cleveland was able to win Game 7 of the Finals on the road. That has only happened three other times in the history of the league. One of those occasions was in 1978. The Washington Bullets, now the Wizards, but the Washington Bullets went to Seattle and beat the Sonics in a Game 7 on the road. We mentioned that because now Oklahoma City is the Sonics. The pressure is going to be on OKC. Through no fault of their own, they have been anointed as one of the greatest teams in the history of the league.
You have such a problem with them.
I do. No, not with them. I think they're fine.
So this is like me and the media coverage on Paul Skeens?
The Thunder's a good team. Like I said, they're going to maybe win the title. They just don't belong in the conversation as the greatest, you know, with the greatest ever. And if the Pacers beat them Sunday, that is nowhere near the greatest upset ever. But that's what people are trying to sell us on this series. And I haven't been buying it since the beginning, and I'm certainly not buying it now.
We're not dumb enough to fall for the
banana in the tailpipe.
Yes.
Look, there's been some incredible upsets, you know, teams that have no business winning, but against teams that have no business losing. But I don't think this is one of those situations. Series has been pretty much dead even, really, all the way. Good games, close games, till last night. Greatest team of all time was down by 30 going to the fourth quarter. I don't recall that happening to the Celtic or Bulls dynasties.
Hey, don't try to compare, Chris.
I
know the Oklahoma City Thunder are in a new dynasty of their own.
Okay? Yeah, right. But that's who they're trying. All right. Break time, Big Five next. Countdown beyond that. And any news on whether Fernando's playing tonight, we don't know yet.
We will break the news.
But when
to
we know
you.
It, you'll know it. Stick around, more Gwen and Chris.
The biggest guests in San Diego sports talk appear on 97.3 The Fan.
Christopher McDonald played Shooter McGavin in Happy Gilmore and joins us right now.
I've done five other movies that really are good, like Thelma and Louise and Quiz Show. But for the most part, you don't get that kind of a hit in your career. And so I embrace it. And anytime, I go through airports and stuff, it's like, hey, that's Shooter.
Shooter.
I just throw the fingers up.
Listen to Ben and Woods weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. on 97.3 The Fan.
Hi, Chris Ello here. My friends at Spiro's, it is high time that you find out why I am such a fan and why all of us are a fan here at the radio station. We've had several events catered by Spiro's, including Scrabby's. We can all take a deep breath and exhale. Not just because the Gwen and Chris program is back on at 4:35. Chris Ello, Matt Scrabby, Odyssey Palace Studios, Tony Gwynn Jr. Idol today, Sam Levitt's Padre pregame show an hour away. Scrappy, why don't you break the good news, though, to everybody, because this has been something worth sweating over.
Yes. Annie Halbrin tweeted, and every other Padre reporter tweeted.
Okay.
But I like Annie, so I'm going to give her the credit.
Got it.
Mike Schilt said, quote, "The candle worked." Not sure what that means. Fernando Tatis Jr. is sore, but no fractures after more imaging was done today. He is in the lineup today.
Yeah.
We don't know of the lineup yet, but he is in the lineup.
He could be DH, but he is. We don't have an official lineup, but Mike Schilt said Fernando plays tonight. That is an exhale.
What does the candle work mean?
Don't know. Yeah, I'm trying to figure that one out myself.
Mike Schilt's got some funny sayings.
Yeah, so that's really good. And so now we've got the answer to the two things we were concerned about. Will Fernando play tonight? Yes. Will Dave Roberts get suspended? Yes, but not as much as we would have liked.
Okay.
Because he and Mike Schilt got the same suspension.
I figured out why the candle worked. The chat is just way too smart. Dominic said, Manny said the Dodgers better pray Fernando's okay and they should put a candle out.
Yeah, okay. Thank you, chat. What would we do without you?
You know what? Never mind. We got
no chats on it. Very good. We appreciate that. So yes, the candle, the vigil, as Manny had it be, the vigil worked. By the way, this hour on Gwen and Chris brought to you by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water. What makes Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water different? Well, we always bottle our Alpine Spring Water less than 1.5 miles from the spring source. And all of our bottles are made with 50% recycled plastic from our own recycling plants. Crystal Geyser bottled at the spring source. Got a lot of fun stuff in the Big Five today. I'll tell you who's really happy today. The Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders. You'll find out why. Right now.
What a creep.
After we check traffic.
What a creep.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, let's get into it because we got some juicy topics.
Number five.
And the first one is going to be about Manny Machado. So Manny Machado said the thing about they better light a candle for him and hope he's okay. Well, Fernando seems to be okay. He's supposed to be in the lineup tonight. But this last couple weeks has shown me a lot about Manny in a good way. And it seems like his leadership has gone to a new level. So, Chris, do you think that Manny Machado has become more of a leader this year?
I don't think more. I think he's been a really good leader the last several years. I mean, is there something that stood out to you that he's...
Yeah, no. Just, you know, this last week, he has been in the umpire's ear. He is always standing up for his team.
He's out in front of the dugout when
all
it's
the time
to have a... Yeah.
I feel like he's actually taken the reins of, okay, this is my team, and I need to be the guy who's going to set the tone. I've seen a little bit more of Manny... putting himself in the middle of things, which is a good thing for a team leader to do. Last year with the national stuff he did, and then he hit that home run, those things are big. And I think that Manny this year has been way more vocal than I've ever seen him, and I love it. I think it's a good thing for this team.
Manny's wealth to this team, right, is beyond... His statistics, his value to this team, I should say, is beyond his statistics.
Yeah.
He is the unquestioned leader of the Padres. And I believe, I don't mean to drag him back into it, but I believe when the season went south in 2023, 2 years ago.
Yes.
I believe that the Juan Soto versus Manny Machado dynamic helped keep Manny from being the kind of leader he needed to be that year. I just have always felt that. I don't have any insight. It's just my own feeling.
You know what? You might not be wrong about that because there's one guy still here. And so,
but I think now that, you know, Manny is clearly the guy, no arguments. Solid as a rock. Since we're singing old 70s songs.
Go ahead. I was texting back Sam Levy, who was delivering the news.
Thank you, Sam.
All right, let's go to the next one. But yeah, I love what May is doing this year.
Number four.
Made me become a bigger fan of him, which I already was a huge fan.
He's already Manny Machado. You know that.
U.S. television ratings for the Stanley Cup Final rematch between the Florida Panthers and Edmonton Oilers declined from their first matchup a year ago. An average of 2.5 million viewers watched on TNT, with 2.8 million tuning in for the Panthers' series clinching Game 6 victory. The overall number on cable is down from 4.17 million last year when the final was on the over-the-air TV on ABC, and was the lowest since Tampa Bay versus Montreal in 2021. The share of viewers increased 15% from TNT's first Cup Final in 2023 when Vegas defeated Florida. Social media engagements on NHL content were up 32% over the course of the playoffs. So I'm up first. Why is the viewing down? The viewing is down because it's on TNT. There's not as many people who know where it is. When it's on ABC, many people can just go to ABC and find it. That's my reasoning between the 4.17 million on ABC and 2.5 million on TNT. Now, it's interesting to me that the social media engagements on NHL content were up 32%. That means that people are paying attention more, but they're not necessarily watching the game. So you got to figure out how to get people to watch the game. So why do you think the viewing is down, Chris?
I don't know. Probably part of it's TNT. Part of it's that we've been there, done that with Edmonton and Florida. Already last year we saw it, but both series were good. Last year was 7 games. This year was a good 6 with 3 overtime games. You know, but I've just accepted the fact, right? The NHL is always going to be way down the line when it comes to TV viewership, and we don't have the same passion for it. We never will. And, you know, I sell the same thing to the soccer fans, and they don't, but every kid plays soccer. I know they do. But that doesn't translate to, you know, people growing up to care about it as much as you, the diehard soccer fan, does. And I'm a diehard hockey guy, but I've come to the realization that there's not as many of them as I would, you know, kind of wish, because I think the games are great.
You're definitely in the wrong area of the country if you're a big hockey fan.
Well, you are in the area of the country where the champions seem to go, because all of the warm weather teams are winning them now. Las Vegas.
That's true.
Florida twice. Tampa Bay twice. Anaheim won about, you know, not, well, maybe 15 years ago. Yeah, it was a while ago now, but you know what I mean.
I do.
Number three.
Kings won a couple.
So Shador Sanders was ticketed earlier this week for going 101 in a 60-mile-an-hour zone. But apparently, this is his second ticket in the month of June. And apparently, today, as of this morning, both tickets have been paid. Sanders paid $269 in fine and court fees on June 20th, today, to settle his ticket from a June 5th incident. In addition, the quarterback paid $250 in fines and court costs for his June 17th speeding ticket, which also cost him 4 points on his license. That's a big deal. Blah, blah, blah. From NFL... Oh, sorry, I just almost read a promo. let's see. At David Njoku's celebrity softball game that Shador was at, he addressed the media. Quote, "I've made some wrong choices. I got to own up to them. I learned from them." And
evidently
that was
not.
It.
Yeah, I mean, so, that's a bunch of bull. Don't tell me you learned from it when you get the same ticket 10 days later or less than that. And you're going even faster the second time.
12 days later.
12, okay.
All right,
you know
so
what I mean?
Chris,
you didn't learn anything.
One ticket was 101 in a 60.
Right.
The other ticket was a 91 in a 65. But anyway, a lot of people are talking about this being the difference between him making the team and not making the team, the Browns. Do you think he's going to make the team?
Do I think he's going to make an organization that had Deshaun Watson employed as their quarterback? This is child's play compared to that.
That's a really good point.
Child's
really
play, good I point. Say. But you know what? I don't want to admit when you're right, because you've been anti Shedeur Sanders forever. And, you know, if he keeps this kind of stuff, look, you can say kids will be kids and they make mistakes. And he said, I made a mistake, I'm young. But you don't make the same one 12 days ago. You just don't. If you have any, if you have any comprehension of what, you know, trying to follow the law and being part of, you know, our society and fitting in is all about, you don't go 91, take your ticket, not pay it, and then say you learned something, and then 12 days later, go 101. And why doesn't, you could help me with this, somebody out there, because I don't know all the traffic laws anymore.
Well, Ohio's different too.
Right, okay. But I mean, can you get a ticket, not pay it, and then get pulled over again, and nothing happens to you? I mean, I believe that if you have a outstanding warrants in some states, you go right to jail.
Well,
as soon as they look that up.
You do have time to pay tickets, okay. So maybe he didn't have that time expired.
I'm not trying to, you know, toss him in jail. But I am calling BS on his, I've made some mistakes and I've learned from them. No, you haven't. Pretty clear that you haven't.
This is going
and
to
I
be...
think you're Shedeur Sanders, and I'm starting to go a little scraby on this. And the old, you know, this is the scraby take, but, you know, I'm Shedeur Sanders and I can pretty much do what I want because I am.
That's
and
the
I don't
thing.
Care for that.
That's the thing. Is
I don't
that...
care for it.
And I'm going to go in a different direction. I think that Deion Sanders is partly to blame for this.
Okay.
And the reason is because he has two kids. Well, he has three sons, but two sons that are trying to play NFL football. One of the sons owes a janitor from his high school $11 million because he assaulted him in high school and then didn't show up to the court. So they awarded the $11 million to the janitor, and now he won't pay. And then Shedeur is getting tickets 12 days apart from each other. Like... a guy who's supposed to be the leader of men in the Colorado Buffaloes locker room has problems with his own children. So why is Deion not... I don't want to go too far because I don't want to say he's a bad dad because I don't know that or believe that. But there is something to it. Like, why can't your kids get in line when you expect everybody else to get in line? It's very strange to me. I don't know. Am I off base, Chris?
You were better before you went there.
Okay.
Let's put it that way.
I mean, you don't think that's a big deal that one of his sons owes someone $11 million after they assaulted them in high school?
What do you want me to say? That's good?
No, I just want you to agree that that's kind of wild.
Yeah. Number two. I'm not one, honestly, once kids are, you know, in their high teens... I think the parents get some of the blame, but I'm a little tired of everything being blamed on parents. And parents blaming their parents, and those parents blaming their parents. Eventually, you have to start taking accountability for your own decisions.
Jake on the chat...
That's what Shedeur needs to do here.
Jake on the chat says something pretty smart. Super irresponsible. Look what happened to Henry Ruggs. At that speed, you can make a mistake you can never go back from.
Don't disagree. How many times have I, you know, gone crazy about these speeding people who don't think about anyone, but, you know, trying to reach his fat. Anyway,
I'm going to move on because now I feel uncomfortable that I called out Deion Sanders' fatherhood. Number two. NFL cheerleaders, by and large, don't earn a lot of money. I don't think people know this, but they don't. And the Dallas Cowboys cheer squad will be pocketing a lot more this upcoming season. The cheerleaders disclosed in the latest episode of America's Sweethearts, a Netflix docuseries about the squad, they would receive a 400% raise starting this year. The cheerleaders did not disclose hard numbers about the raise, but nor did they discuss what they were making previously. But in 2018, former cheerleader Erica Wilkins sued the team for unfair pay, saying she received $7 per hour and a flat fee of $200 per game. That case was settled out of court the following year, and hourly wages had not gone up considerably in the years in between. But now they have gone up 400%. Chris, is this deserved? The raise.
How many people do you think come to the game to watch the cheerleaders? What percent?
I'm not there to watch the cheerleaders.
You're damn right it's deserved.
Whoa. What's...
We enjoy the game a lot more because of the cheerleaders out there.
I don't even notice the cheerleaders, to be honest with you.
Well, get with it, will you?
Some teams don't even have cheer squads anymore.
Most teams do. And the bottom line, I don't know. My real answer to this is the Dallas Cowboys are worth $10.6 billion. So giving the cheerleaders a little bump in pay is probably a nice move.
And they're probably getting some money from Netflix that's being pocketed and all of that. Is this deserved? Yes. It's very. There's so many jobs out there that people think make a lot of money, and they just don't. And you're like, wow, I had no idea that they were getting paid $7 an hour and $200 per game, per home game,
Wait, but if you do a little addition there, $7 per hour, $200 per game.
Per home game.
They'd have to go 28 hours to make $200.
No, they're getting paid a flat fee of $200, and then on top of it, they're getting $7 an hour.
Well, yeah.
So say the game's 5 hours, you get $35? What? So you get $235 for a game? It doesn't seem right at all.
Pay the cheerleaders.
Pay all the people that need to be paid. That's all I have to say about that.
Number one.
All right. There is a video going around the internet of Kelsey Plum, WNBA star.
San Diegan.
Talking to it.
I'm glad you're putting her feet to the fire since she, grew up here, went to she's from Poway, went to La Jolla Country Day. Thank you for putting her feet to the fire.
So I should just not bring up news stories
right
because
ahead.
Someone...
I don't know. I know where you're going.
I'm not
so
trashing her.
Yeah, you're kind of.
You know exactly what I'm going
to
say.
I did. You showed this to me earlier.
All right. So she's walking out of the hotel, and this is an interaction with someone
she's
who's
going
waiting
from the hotel
for,
to the bus, right?
Yes, and someone is waiting for an autograph. And it's kind of hard to hear, so I hope everybody
Listen up.
The bus was right here.
Right. Don't y'all find that kind of weird? Low key, come on.
A little, but
I'm really turned off right now.
I'm just a fan, though.
I know, I appreciate that.
You signed one? You put my name on it.
Awesome. I signed one.
Listen, can I get you on that one?
So she signs the card for the guy, and she signs the other card for the guy.
But before that, she said, isn't this kind of weird?
Isn't this kind of weird? I'm
that
turned off
by this.
That
you're out here waiting for me.
Yes. Okay. So my question is, Chris.
Yeah, what's your question?
Do you think it's weird that someone stands outside of a bus?
Yes.
I guess I'm first, by the way.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, I think it's extremely
weird.
I think it's extremely weird. But that is probably one of the better places to be if you want autographs because you're not going down their floor. You're not waiting in the lobby. You're waiting in a public area where they're walking towards the bus.
Lobby's a public area.
Lobby is a public area, but I think once you go into the hotel, it changes things a little bit.
I just think people that want to, look, I've walked down by the Padre entrance there where the players
pull in. Oh, the security guard, yeah.
Because I had to used to go that way to get into the stadium when we did the show
at the
stadium.
And there was always someone waiting there.
Like six people with stacks of notebooks and cards.
I get that.
Waiting for Jeff Kent or Manny or whoever. I don't get that. I don't get you people who do that. I don't. And Kelsey Plum doesn't either. And I think she has a right to say, I don't get this. But ultimately... she gave in and said, I'll give you an autograph. She wasn't going to stand there and sign. The guy had like a whole book of her cards. Was she going to stand there and hold the bus up for 15 minutes? You wouldn't like that either.
I don't think that you should be one thing at all. Adam says it's only weird because you guys don't do it. You should see the kids by the players lot. Kids are completely different story than adults.
Yes, but a lot of the kids are there getting the autographs for the adults.
You gotta
watch it from all ends.
I just think it's weird to kind of... wait for people. That's all. Wait for people outside of their hotel for them to walk to the bus.
I don't get it.
We're going to give you the latest on the Padres when we get back on 973.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth.
I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.